What patients do you deal with every day?
Oh, look, we've got a mixed bag. We're a step under ED, so, yeah.
All right.
Everything. It's alcohol overdoses, it's suicides, it's
trails. You deal with this every day?
Every day. And the most frustrating, draining part is that we get subjected to abuse, violent people, and yeah, sometimes you walk away shaking your head thinking, I must live in a bubble because I didn't think people could be so cruel, mean, evil. It's shocking sometimes.
Do you think people are angry and aggressive anyway, or is it the substance they're on?
Well, you think about it, when some people are really sick, they lash out because they don't understand or they're not aware of what they're doing. Other people are with drugs, for example, is a big thing, and also alcohol withdrawal. It's amazing and seen a big influx of our patients. Pretty much every second patient that you got, you will know that they are alcohol withdrawal symptoms.
Tell me, just describe for me and my listeners now one case of abuse, just to give us a typical idea, a case of abuse that you personally have suffered from a patient.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I had a patient wanting to self-discharge against medical advice, and I said, that's fine, I'll go get the paperwork so you can sign and self-discharge against medical advice. And because I was taking too long to get the paperwork, get the doctors to sign it and release him, he pulled a knife on me.
You're kidding.
No. But we have got amazing staff and security and police on hand. It was a matter of a phone call, said the room number and hurry, and they were there in literally 2-3 minutes.
How do you go home and think, I am trying to save somebody's life, and the thanks I get is someone pulls a knife on me and wants to hurt me? How do you cope with that?
I don't know. I've got an amazing fiancé and family support, and amazing staff at the hospital where we have debriefs, we talk about it. We've got so much support on our side, but there's some things you just don't forget, and it's you don't sleep right. Yeah, it's tough, and this is why nurses are so fatigued.
Should there be tougher laws protecting people like yourself?
How can you do that? It's hard. Like, a patient comes into ED, then, you know, they get shipped off to wards like us, and we're only a short stay, and then it's your immediate job is to get that person better.
And I guess you can have all the laws in the world, a mandatory jail for people who physically abuse frontline workers like yourself, emergency workers, essential workers. But when they're high on ice or drunk as a skunk or coming off with withdrawals or whatever, they're not thinking. They're not thinking about a mandatory sentence. There's no logic going through that brain, is there?
No, there's not. We see it day in, day out. Like, that was probably the most recent one. But we constantly we get spat on. We get called everything under the sun. We're not competent. You name it, we deal with it, and you just shrug, and just go.
You get spat on.
Absolutely. If you don't get spat on once a week, well, yeah, you wonder what's going on.
Jesus Christ. Are you listening to this, folks? This is Julie, who was a nurse in the Queensland health system. Julie, you are through to the final of Caller of the Week. I can't believe you do what you do, and all I can say is thank you. Why do you keep turning up?
I love what I do. I have always, from a very, very young age, my mother said, you should be a nurse. I never wanted to be, but I love helping people. I am, if I didn't have the amazing family that I've got, my children, my fiance, who never knows if I'm coming home after a shift because I might be called in to do a double, or, you know, it's just the support. Your family literally is on the back step of everything. They're second place to my job.
How does your fiance cope? playing second fiddle to your world, your life, and the abuse that you're copping while you're trying to help people. How does he cope with that?
We just talk all the time. Some things he doesn't want to hear because he's got a very weak stomach, but the majority of the time he's just always saying, are you okay, babe? Can I do something for you? What can I do? You know, he's very supportive and I'm just very lucky.
If you win Caller of the Week, which we draw on Fridays, we might send you two T-shirts, one for him as well, hey?
Oh, thank you.
Julie, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
And please stay in touch and call back again.
Will do. Thank you so much.
You just don't deserve the shit that comes your way when you are there. Florence Nightingale, and I mean that, all of you, and this is the way you get treated.
Yeah, it's hard to process sometimes, but then you get people that are just so thankful as well, and that's what makes the job so worth it.
Thank you, Julie.
No, thank you.
Take care.
You too.
And give our best to your fiance. What's his first name?
Jim.
Jim. Good on you, Jim. Yep. You look after Julie there. Stay in touch, Julie.
No worries. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
I mean, I'm lost for words. 133353. What do you make of that?